Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Hey, hello there. Look, I get my car service through you guys, and I noticed since my last service with you, what's been happening is I've got a WRX Subaru. Sorry.
What year is it, man?
That's a good question. Hold on. It's about 4 years old. I can give you the registration if you like. So you've got the details there in front of you.
Sorry, you can explain it to me. Tell me. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what's going on is when the car's idling, uh-huh. It feels like it's going to stall. So it's sort of, I think maybe the tuning was just a little bit off or something. But yeah, so it hasn't been like that. It was only been like that since my service with you. I'm guessing there's some sort of minor tweak that needs to happen. But yeah, so when if I'm driving it around and I stop at the lights, for example, you know, the car feels like it's struggling, you know, and then it actually did stall on me at one point, but it kind of feels like it's going to stall. Yeah.
What was your name? Sorry.
Jason Paxman, Paxman. So I got my car serviced with you on the 2nd of the 9th. And you know, I'm not going to it's, you know, I mean, apart from that, the car's fine. Right. So
automatic WRX.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Right.
And I just thought I'd just give it a few weeks, and then the school holidays came, and, yeah, so anyway, that's where I'm at now.
Yep, fair enough. So basically, to keep it simple for you, the guys only did a very basic minor service. They touched very little on the car. It's an oil filter, upper engine clean. A vacuum line comes off. Unless that vacuum line has popped off, or you've popped another line off somewhere, which would be coincidence, there's no reason for the car to be doing that. The only other thing that I can think of that causes similar things like this are CVT related issues, but we would need to ride the car and have a look.
Yeah, that's all I'm thinking about. Just dropping it off and just seeing what you think. And it's a very subtle thing, and it, like I said, it only stalled the once.
Mm-hmm.
But it does, when you sort of stop it from time to time, it kind of feels like it's struggling a bit, like it's going to stall, you know? But apart from that... Pardon?
Does it have any modifications on it?
No. And I haven't actually driven it that much since I got it serviced, because I didn't take it on holidays. Went away on holidays for the school holidays, so...
Yeah. Have you had a flat battery?
No, I haven't.
Nothing? Okay, cool. All right, that's good. Let's have a look, mate, when we can get you in.
Would I be able to I'm struggling. I'm a scientist, and my agenda is completely full. Would I be able to bring it in and just sort of maybe wait in the, because I'm guessing you won't need it for long.
It's fine. It's just a quick diagnostic.
Yeah.
Earliest we can get you in, mate, is the
30th.
Thursday the 30th, if you can drive it in the morning, at 8 a.m.
30th. Yeah, 30th is good for me, actually. I can do that. Yep, 30th is good.
Jason Paxman, no problem. I'll put that in there. Jason Paxman. Okay. You're right to be here at 8 a.m. on that day?
Yep, could be there at 8 a.m., not a problem.
No problem, man. All right, well, we'll see you
then. All right. Yeah, thanks, buddy. All right, see you then.
Bye-bye.